At last, and sore at heart, I told my shipmates, "Friends, it's wrong for only one or two to know the revelations that lovely Circe made to me alone. I'll tell you all, so we can die with our eyes wide open now, or escape our fate and certain death together. First, she warns, we must steer clear of the sirens, their enchanting song, their meadow starred with flowers. I alone was to hear their voices, so she said, but you must bind me with tight chafing ropes so I cannot move a muscle, bound to the spot, erect at the mast block, lashed by ropes to the mast, and if I plead, commanding you to set me free, then lash me faster, rope on pressing rope." So I informed my shipmates point by point. All the while our trim ship was speeding toward the Sirens' Island, driven on by the brisk wind. But then the wind fell. In an instant, all glazed to a dead calm. A mysterious power hushed the heaving swells. The oarsmen leapt to their feet, struck the sail, stowed it deep in the hold, and sat to the oarlocks, thrashing with polished oars, frothing the water white. Now, with a sharp sword, I sliced an ample wheel of beeswax down into pieces, kneaded them in my two strong hands, and the wax soon grew soft, worked by my strength and Helios's burning rays, the sun at high noon, and I stopped the ears of my comrades one by one. They bound me hand and foot in the tight ship, erect at the mast block, lashed by ropes to the mast, and rowed and churned the whitecap stroke on stroke. We were just offshore, as far as a man's shout can carry, scudding close, when the sirens sensed at once a ship was racing past, and burst into their high, thrilling song. "Come closer, famous Odysseus, Achaea's pride and glory. Moor your ship on our coast so you can hear our song. Never has any sailor passed our shores in his black craft until he has heard the honeyed voices pouring from our lips. And once he hears to his heart's content, sails on, a wiser man. We know all the pains that Achaeans and Trojans once endured, on the spreading plain of Troy when the gods willed it so, all that comes to pass on the fertile earth. We know it all." So they sent their ravishing voices out across the air, and the heart inside me throbbed to listen longer. I signalled the crew with frowns to set me free. They flung themselves at the oars and rowed on harder, Perimedes and Eurylochus springing up at once to bind me faster with rope on chafing rope. But once we'd left the sirens fading in our wake, once we could hear their song no more, their urgent call, my steadfast crew was quick to remove the wax I'd used to seal their ears and loosed the bonds that lashed me. We'd scarcely put that island astern when suddenly I saw smoke and heavy breakers, heard their booming thunder. The men were terrified. Oar blades flew from their grip, clattering down to splash in the vessel's wash. She lay there, dead in the water. No hands to tug the blades that drove her on, but I strode down the decks to rouse my crewmen, halting beside each one with a bracing, winning word. "Friends, we're hardly strangers at meeting danger, and this danger is no worse than what we faced when Cyclops penned us up in his vaulted cave with crushing force. But even from there, my courage, my presence of mind and tactics saved us all, and we will live to remember this some day, I have no doubt. Up now, follow my orders, all of us work as one. You men at the thwarts, lay on with your oars, and strike the heaving swells, trusting that Zeus will pull us through these straits alive. You helmsmen, here's your order, burn it in your mind. The steering oar of our rolling ship is in your hands. Keep her clear of that smoke and surging breakers. Head for those crags, or she'll catch you off guard. She'll yaw over there. You'll plunge us all in ruin." So I shouted. They snapped to each command. No mention of Scylla. How to fight that nightmare, for fear the men would panic, desert their oars, and huddle down and stow themselves away. But now I cleared my mind of Circe's orders. Cramping my style, urging me not to arm at all, I donned my heroic armor, seized long spears in both my hands, and marched out on the half-deck, forward, hoping from there to catch the first glimpse of Scylla, ghoul of the cliffs, swooping to kill my men. But nowhere could I make her out, and my eyes ached, scanning that mist.